السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to touch on two words in Quran mentioned twice, only twice in Quran. But just to understand the depth of wisdom, hikmah behind these two words. As we know, there's nothing in Quran unless there is a wisdom and a reason behind it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the word, and it has a meaning. And inshaAllah we want to know these words, just to know that when we read them, not to scan them simply, but just to understand the depth behind it. And this is always the nature of Quran. We have been ordered, إِذَا قُرْأَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. All of these ayat is urging us, when you read the Quran, تَتَدَبَّر. Think about it, think in depth, what it means, what's ordering you to do. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If this Quran is not from Allah, you will find it only a lot of contradictions between each other. And today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, الطيبات الصالحات, those الباقيات الصالحات, that those ones, the good words. الباقيات الصالحات ذكرت twice, it's mentioned twice in Quran. In Surah Al-Kahf, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. And also in Surah Maryam, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. So what is the الباقيات الصالحات? What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when mentioned this one in Surah Al-Kahf, He said, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admitting, telling us that if you love money, if you love to have children, if you all of that, that's government. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to provide us the love to love money, to love children. We're not going to build life. We're not going to have children. We're not going to do any of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that and provide us that inside ourselves. And that's why we want money. We want children. We want life. That's normal. That's nothing wrong with this one. However, Allah said, والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك. Those الباقيات الصالحات is better than these ones. Our ulama said الباقيات الصالحات four words. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الباقيات الصالحات سبحان الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Now you will think that what is the relation? If I love money and I love life and I love children and I want to build that, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said والباقيات الصالحات. These two come after each other to tell you a lot of things. One, whatever you like, money, children, whatever it is, this is, it's gonna go. متاع زائل. That one will go. The whole life, the whole money, the whole children, everything will be destroyed. It has an end. But those ones are not. Those ones will stay for you. الباقيات الصالحات. It will stay for you. So the first ones will go. Someday, sometime, it will vanish. But the others will not go. Staying for you. Waiting for you. And those four words, very important for us to understand. Subhanallah is a word mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this one in different tenses in the Arabic language. Mentioned it in present and in past and in order. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. سبح بحمد ربك. So it's called in many many sentences, present or past and order. So it's very important. التسبيح, what it means? تنزيه الله عن النواقص. تنزيه الله عن النواقص. That means Allah سبحانه وتعالى is above any shortcoming. Above any shortcoming. There is nothing. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the perfect. Allah is the perfect. When you say Subhanallah, that means you are admitting that Allah is the perfect. No shortcomings in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala description. Does that mean I can think and commit a sin that thinks that He is not a complete? Yes, you can do that. And that's a sin. And you can do that and you don't feel it. And it touches on this one. It touches on this one. How could that happen? If you think wrongly in Allah, الظن السيء بالله. You think wrongly in Allah. Then you will say, wait a minute, I'm a Muslim. I said, أشهد لا إله إلا الله أن محمد رسول الله. I will not this one. I will not do it. Yes, you do it. But Shaitan subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, is making you do it. When you think wrongly in Allah, what does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us everything. In your money, whatever belongs to you have, who owns it? Is it you? No. Who provides it to you? Allah. So as and when you are asking to donate, it's a must. Is that related to Subhanallah? Yes, it's related. Because if you are not going to hide this one, to pay it for poor people, now you are thinking that, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, you are missing the purpose of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a story in Quran, exactly make this meaning. In Surah Al-Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. Those people, they have actually a garden, a very nice garden. Okay? And the garden has been very, there's a lot of fruits, very nice fruits. And they want to collect it, they want to reap all of these fruits because they want to sell it. إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. They said, what we are going to do, we don't want to get all these fruits in front of the poor people because we don't want to give them anything. So, what we are going to do, we are going to actually wake up very early in the morning and do it. Nobody will see us. That was the intention. Does that touch us on Subhanallah? Yes. That's the wrong sayyid, thinking wrongly in Allah. Because whatever you have given is not your own. It's Allah gave to you. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach him the lesson, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. While they are sleeping, they have the intentions. While they are sleeping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burned the whole garden. Burn it totally. It's becoming absolutely burned, totally destroyed. لَا يَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم, totally destroyed. فتنادوا مصبحين, come in the morning, أن اغدوا على حظكم إن كنتم قادرين, let's go. فلما رأوها, when they've seen it, قالوا إنا لضالون, is this our garden? And then they got the message, بل نحن محرومون. Allah destroyed for us. بل نحن محرومون. Then Allah said in the next ayah, قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. Didn't I say you? Say Subhanallah. So that has a relation to this. Yes. If you think that your money, whatever you're going to pay, is going to reduce whatever you have, that's ظن سيء بالله. That's a bad thinking about Allah. That's a bad thinking about Allah. Because when you spend for Allah, spend with confidence. Spend with confidence. Don't worry about it. Absolutely. I've told you previously before the story of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He was sitting among the Sahaba. And a man came to him, asking and begging him, please Prophet Muhammad, give me money. And he doesn't. And then he said, go to those wholesalers, take whatever you want, I'll pay, and you can sell it and take the money. That's a good starting for you. The man went. The Sahaba said, Prophet Muhammad, why do you commit yourself to such a loser? because he's a loser. You commit yourself. You don't even know how much money you are committing. It's a lot because he's going to get goods. He doesn't know how much, but he committed himself. Prophet Muhammad didn't reply. He was kept silent. Then one of the Ansar stands and said, "Anfiq, anfiq ya Rasulullah, wala takhsha min al-arsh ikhlala. Spend. Don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not put you down." Then Prophet Muhammad said, "Hakada alimt, or hakada umirt. That's how I've been ordered to do." Prophet Muhammad always said to Bilal radiallahu anhu, "Anfiq, wala takhsha min al-arsh ikhlala. Spend. Don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not put you down." So this is has a relation to the belief of subhanallah. مَا نَقَسَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٌ. Whatever you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate you. So don't worry about it. And this story in Quran is telling us, subhanallah is a serious word. But you have to do it in action. That's subhanallah. So if you believe in subhanallah, spend on Allah and don't worry. So this is very important for us as Muslims to understand subhanallah logic. What does that mean? تَنْزِيهُ اللَّهِ عَنَ النَّوَاقِصِ. Allah is above any shortcoming. Allah is the perfect. Then Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, kalima khassas. Brothers, can you just step one step ahead, please, because of the problem. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a glory in Allah. Alhamd is a word, is only to Allah. Is only to Allah. It's praising the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The praising of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. In kullu ma fi samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-Rahman 'abda. Abd. Slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have to say alhamdulillah. Why with alhamdulillah? Because whatever you have, it's actually owned to Allah. And this praise is only praise to Allah. It's unique admission of Allah. Get capabilities that He given to you. Alhamdulillah, even in the Arabic language, you can't say to someone in Arabic, shukran, that means thank you. And that's a shukr lillah. You can do that. But alhamd, you can't say to someone in Arabic, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, it doesn't make any sense. Because alhamd is a unique word, admission to glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of His gifts to you, to all mankind. Subhanallah walhamdulillah, kalimatan. Khafifatan ala lisan, very simple to say. Thaqilatan fil mizan. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-azim. Those two words, if you say it every day 100 times, wipes out all your sins in the day. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. Even if your sins are like sea foam, it will wipe them totally. Alhamd, glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. And it's also thanking to Allah. And ash-shukr is admission. Is admission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you would say one of the ulama al-Sufiyya, Sufism, he's a very Abi Ata'illah. He said a very interesting thing. Let's assume that you think you're clever, or you are the guru of whatever, or you have a lot of money, or you can build this, or you can do that, or whatever capabilities you have. You are super duper, whatever you have. Someone is praising you, you are this, you are that, so on and so on. And he said actually, yeah, when someone is telling you this, think about one thing. Who is he is praising? Is he praising you? Or he is praising the provider to you with these capabilities? Who is he praising? Because whatever you have is not something you make. It has been given to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to you. And that means whatever you have is not yours. You are just a user for a certain time. So your cleverness, your capabilities, your money, whatever it is for a certain time. And if someone is praising you because what you think you have, he's not praising you. He's praising the provider who gave you these things, these capabilities, all of these assets you have. And every time, if you think that someone is praising you because of that,
That's what Shaitan managed actually to whisper in your ears. Never ever do this. Whatever you have, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala ma a'ta, walhamdulillah ala ma mana. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, after Uhud, and you know as Uhud has been just a huge defeat to Muslims, 70 of the Sahaba died. This was a shock to them. What did Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam has done after this? He gets all the Sahaba and he ordered them, let's pray. وَنَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ Say Alhamdulillah. They say, wait a minute, but you are in a bad situation. Yes, you do Alhamdulillah in bad and in good. In bad and in good. Because if you have something good, and Prophet Muhammad said, everything that you have, all the situation is on your interest for Muslims, for mu'min, for those being believers. Why? إِذَا حَمَدَ is actually, if you have been given good things, شَكَرَ Alhamdulillah. And also, when you have been denied not to do something, also Alhamdulillah. So in both cases, it's for your interest, actually. You are a winner in both sides. Just say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah if Allah gives you. Alhamdulillah if Allah denies you. Whatever it is. It's not going to happen today. It's going to happen tomorrow, inshaAllah. And always remember that, this fact. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah is our, for us as Muslims, that's the unique word. We first deny any God but Allah. In kullu ma fi samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-Rahmani abda. The chief of angels, Jibreel, he knows that. He can't say that actually. No one can claim that he's the God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he criticized Christianity actually, and those people, Ahli Kitab, when they said that Isa is the son of God, and some of them said that Isa, he is the God himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Nisa, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not provide his wisdom and the book and all the words to someone, and then he said to the people, oh, instead of Allah now, actually I'm your God. No way. ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الناس ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون ولا يسألكم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون. When it happened that a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he is telling you these are the words of Allah, he's going to tell you, I'm the God, now you pray to me and now you worship me. That's not going to happen. It never happens. Because la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects his own people, his own prophets. Very, very, in a very selective way. To spread out his words as strong as they can. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dialogue, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ قال سبحانك إن كنت قلته فقد علمت سبحان الله أنت you are your glory for you. If I said that, you would have known that I've said that. I've never said that. This is a huge word. Have you said that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows he didn't say it. But it's just this dialogue is for us to know that never happens. La ilaha illallah is the first word for us to deny any gods but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have to know something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the confusion. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. This is for Ahli Kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they've taken their priests, okay, as أرباب. But they haven't actually taken their, what does that mean? الرب هنا, what does it mean? It means that if someone is telling you, this is forbidden, this is allowed, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, now he's acting God. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. اتخذوا أحبارهم وربانهم أربابا من دون الله. That's what it means. Because actually, one of the Bani Israel, when he got into Islam, and he said to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, we didn't take them as gods. He thought the same way. We didn't worship them. Then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told him, didn't they say to you, this is haram and this is halal, and you follow? And he said, yes, and that's why they are Rabb. So never ever, and that's why in Islam, whatever Allah is telling us, this is what you have to do, this is what you shouldn't have to do, that's what you have to follow. It doesn't have an expiration date, because that's the missing point. Now they're telling you, oh, but that in the old days they have been doing this, in the modern era, in the 20th century, 21st, science and going to the moon, blah, 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 blah. We shouldn't do that, guys, Muslims. It doesn't have an expiration date, because the order who owed us that this is forbidden, he is the same God up till now. It's going to be forever. So any orders from Allah, it's not for our ulama to say it's haram or halal. It's for Allah, who's Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, who specified this. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is a word saying actually it's the symbol of Islam. Shi'ar al-Muslimin. It's the symbol of Islam. Why is the symbol of Islam? Because it's the good word that we have been winning any war with Allahu Akbar. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الدائمة لله سبحانه وتعالى. عليها منبر الكتاب وكتاب السنة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have to follow what Allah سبحانه وتعالى and Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told us to do. Allahu Akbar, symbol of Muslims. We haven't ever, ever won a war unless we said Allahu Akbar. Because the victory is only from Allah. إنما النصر من عند الله. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم. وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Unless victory is from Allah. And if Allah actually will not provide you this victory, no one on earth will provide you this victory. إِنَّ النَّصْرَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The victory is only from Allah. Only. So if you think you are winning for a period of time, that's not نصر. النصر provide, actually this victory means it's an absolute victory. That's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, the symbol of Muslims. These four words we have always, these are al-baqiyat al-salihat. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun maradda. Brothers and sisters, this life that we are living will go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Whatever water comes down to earth, yes, it will give you some plants, everything will go. Everything will go. Nothing that we have is absolute. Everything has an expiration date. Your car, your money, your life, your children, your wife, whatever you have. Everything you have will go. And that's why, enjoy your time with this. But always remember, you have been ordered to enjoy zinatul hayat al-dunya. So if some people actually don't deny yourself, no, you have to marry, you have to have children, you have to look, you have to work, you have to save some money. Yes. However, in parallel, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. That's the hadith. You work actually in your dunya as if you are going to live forever. وَعْمَلْ لَآخِرَتَكَ كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدًا. And also, do the good work for the day of judgment as if you are going to die tomorrow. That's the hadith. So this thinking, you have to be in parallel. That's the believer. You do this one, so you start to do this for dunya forever. And you got to do for akhirah as well, in parallel. And that's the Muslim. That's the attitude of a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, the time is running, and we can't add any more words. All I have to do is, inshallah, we will do dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our prayers and good words, inshallah. Allahumma taqabbal salatana wa dua'ana wa ghafir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina.
Amin.
Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina ya rabbal alamin. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu wa rabbikum fa amanna.
Amin.
Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'a al-abrar. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana 'ala rusulik wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتن الحياة الدنيا يا رب، ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من جهنم،
اللهم اعتق رقابنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن عفوت عنهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وأقم الصلاة.